1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 8:21. Third Thursday of the month means Greenwich Real Estate Report with the Greenwich Association of Realtors, joined this morning by outgoing President BK Bates and incoming President John McAtee. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Morning.
Welcome, John, first of all.
Thank you, Tony. Happy to be here.
Good. We're going to get a little bit more into your background and such, but first we're going to get some of the numbers from BK. What do you got, BK?
So December was really very good. There were 50 single-family closings and about 52 closings in December. Median sale price decreased, but they're actually, the numbers are all pretty much the same. You know, depends on what month and what sold that month. So everything's looking really good. We're busy this year, and we have 28 pendings so far and 8 condo co-op pendings. So things are looking pretty good.
All right, and historically is what, kind of a slow time of year or what?
I'd say the spring market has definitely started now. So first week of January is pretty slow. People are returning, but now we're picked up and things are really active.
Mm-hmm. But December was a good month for December.
December was pretty good, yeah. We had 583 total sales, and that was very similar, a 3% increase from the year before. So things are looking good.
All right, good. So the median sale price did go down about $500,000. A month.
It did, but that's a number that can change month to month depending on what the sales were. So
right. All right, good. And so what do we look ahead to in January? The spring market, like here we are on the 17th, it's underway?
Yeah, it's definitely underway, and similar just to last year. You know, everybody who, spring market, when it's looking really dire outside and there's no green on the ground, it's when we start. And so it's very busy because people want to be in for the summer. So they're making their choices, and so we're just beginning the spring market, but I'd say it's definitely underway.
All right. So we're going to turn over to John McAtee, who's the incoming president. John, welcome, first of all.
Thank you very much.
Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was raised in Greenwich, and I've lived here since I was a young boy, and I am the principal, along with my wife, Hillary, of New England Land Company in Greenwich, where we have been working since 1994. And as noted, I am the 2019 incoming president of the Greenwich Association of Realtors.
All right. What's BK giving you as advice as the incoming president?
Time management. Stay on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of agendas out there. I think that you know, we're obviously always trying to promote our vision, which is to protect and enhance the success of our members and be the voice of real estate for the community. And then through consumer outreach and engagement, we promote realtor value and the professionalism of our members. And in this environment, we need to really stay on top of political advocacy, monitor legislative concerns and agendas. Obviously, very interesting with new governor and budget that's going to be forming and projected deficits of $4 billion over the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that, but primarily, we will always continue with our community service efforts and work in conjunction with the local leaders to educate and promote Greenwich as the great place it is to live and work.
Mm-hmm. That's something we really haven't touched upon too much, BK, is the political advocacy part of it, where you'll speak with local lawmakers and even go up to Hartford from now and again, right?
Yeah, actually, John just came back from a trip to Washington where they met with CTR and they had some agendas to talk about and some good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're all working towards the same thing, helping Connecticut continue to be the great place it is.
All right. And what do you do now, BK, as you step down?
Well, I'm staying on the board another 3-year program, so I'm still involved in every way. I just won't be president. I'll be sending all the questions to John.
And I'll be going back and asking BK for all the answers.
Sure. And BK is probably saying, okay, John, you take it. I don't want it anymore. But you were there.
No, it's been a lot of fun. And we have a great board. Everybody's involved. So it's not like it's just one person.
Mm-hmm.
And Stacy does an amazing job as our AE. So it's all a cohesive effort, and it really works well.
Right. Say we didn't mention Stacy Lowe's not here this morning.
Stacy's at the Chamber of Commerce breakfast. She's joined their board, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, so she's doing that. So community outreach and getting involved, which we appreciate.
All right, good. We didn't talk about condos. What do you have for the condo market coming up?
There are 8 pending condo co-ops as of right now. All similar numbers to years before. So nothing really different to tell you about. There were 23 closings during December, which is an increase from 12 closings December 2017. But condos and co-ops are very sought after. Again, it's all about people want the condition to be really nice, and they like the walkability or the close environment to downtown community and that kind of stuff. So, mm-hmm.
And any areas that are doing better than others in the last month?
Well, I always think it's difficult to gauge month over month, in December really being the quieter period of time. So if you look at the year-end numbers, which we've obviously just completed, I think there's some interesting stories that have been told. As BK noted, last year there were 593 transactions overall, which was a slight increase from 2017 of 572. Central Greenwich and Greenwich as a whole has the most number of transactions at 316, followed by Riverside with 106, Old Greenwich at 87, and Cos Cob at 84. What is interesting about Cos Cob is that when you start to gauge how many new listings in every area there are, Cos Cob had the highest percentage as a pass-through with 84 transactions and 121 new listings, about 69%. And to put it in context, in all of 2018, there were 1,198 new listings in Greenwich. And so Cos Cob really did quite well. And days on market overall for year end actually decreased by 5.63%, or 12 days, down to 201 days from 213 days. And then just quickly looking at the condos for 2018, there were 181 transactions, down from 2017 of 206. But the median price was very stable. It was $725,000versus $720,000 last year.
All right. Well, BK, you taught him well. It's some good information. We'll look forward to that. And again, thanks for your service as GAR president.
It's
and
been
for,
great.
And for coming in each month.
Enjoyed it. Thank you for what you do, Tony.
All right. Thanks very much. That's BK Bates, outgoing president. John McAtee, incoming president. Greenwich Association of Realtors, the Greenwich Real Estate Report, third Thursday of the month at this time, right here on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 8:29. Top national...